Several hundred federal employees marched on Capitol Hill yesterday. They were protesting potential furloughs and budget cuts to their agencies. If Congress does not pass a new law, the budget-busting sequester would begin in fewer than 3 weeks. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details on what the union employees want lawmakers to do before March 1st. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So why did the employee unions decide to march on Capitol Hill?
Well, AFGE kicked off their legislative conference just yesterday, and yesterday's rally was on the Senate side was the beginning of their meetings with members of Congress. The goal was simple and really twofold. First, stop sequestration, because the cuts to federal employees and services provided by them would be devastating, according to AFGE. J. David Cox is the president of AFGE.
Brothers and sisters, and they keep telling me, sequestration was not supposed to happen. Well, you know what? It's not the weather, it's not death and taxes, it's 100% preventable. And brothers and sisters, all the Congress has got to do is pass a budget that protects the American people, and it comes to an end. That's what we need, is a budget.
Cox and other union officials filled the noontime march on Capitol Hill with a lot of fire and rhetoric against the potential cuts of sequestration, but also the continuation of making federal employees the scapegoat for federal spending problems. I caught up with Donna Brockington at the rally. She's an Office of Personnel Management employee and a member of AFGE. She says members of Congress need to recognize federal employee contributions instead of blaming them for the federal deficit.
It's a lot easier to make federal employees the scapegoats of the deficit. We didn't create it. I know people who buy their own supplies to do their jobs, to do their federal government job. You know, so we're not the problem. We're not spending exorbitant amounts of money. And it's time to really for them to stop blaming us as the scapegoats and putting us in the middle of all these fights and debates and taking money from us.
Now, AFGE's Cox says during the meetings with OMB and others last week, he heard that sequestration wasn't supposed to happen time and again. But it is happening, and that's why the rally and the meetings are all taking place this week.
All right, so we know what the warnings from federal employees are and what they're worried about. What would happen if sequestration does take place?
And I think that's what AFGE was trying to do, is bring the story out, not just the fiery speeches and the rhetoric. And those were all good, and the goal was to fire up their members, but really take the specifics to Congress. And I think AFGE is having those employees meet with Congress to discuss their concerns. One of the speakers was Trent Bihow. He is a consumer safety inspector for the Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Bihow works in St. Joseph's, Minnesota, and has worked for FSIS for 22 years.
There are 6,500 food inspectors like me nationwide who on a daily basis ensure the safety of our nation's meat, poultry, and egg products. 85% of the USDA FSIS annual budget is devoted to salary. The way USDA FSIS intends to cut their spending is to send the inspectors home. If a sequester takes effect, up to 2,100 fewer food inspections could occur, putting families at risk and costing billions in lost food production. The impact would have a ripple effect of epic magnitude. As soon as you take an inspector off the floor, the plant shuts down. Removing inspectors for even a short period would affect several hundred thousand workers and would affect the supply of meat, poultry, and egg products and consumer prices.
Bihow says FSIS employees could see a total of 15 days of furlough throughout the year, so that's by October 1st, and that would also cost meat, poultry, and egg producers about $10 billion in losses. Another representative from AFGE that spoke was Pam Baca. She works for the Social Security Administration in Colorado. She says the budget cuts have already impacted SSA. They've closed 47 offices and 300 contract stations, and they've also reduced the number of hours SSA offices are open during the week by a total of one day over the six-day work period. She says the sequester would make things much worse. I also caught up with Paul Ferris. He's president of local AFGE Local 2516 and works at the William Beaumont Army Medical Center in El Paso, Texas. He says there's a bigger message the union is trying to send lawmakers.
We are meeting the demands. We are taking care of our patients, and they're putting restraints on us. Yeah. And I don't think they really understand, because, again, they are self-interest and not really what happens down in the front levels.
How are they restraining you? Give me a sense.
Budgets. You've got a department called Civilian Personnel Advisory Center. They take forever to get people on board. Why is that? That's a good question. We can't get answers. There's roadblocks when you're asking about funding. There's roadblocks about hiring. There's a roadblock for here or there. There's so many bureaucracy, and a lot of it is someone's self-interest and not the law. And it's a shame that the unions have to come in and be proactive, be very aggressive to do the right thing, to get management to do the right thing.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. Jason, a lot of passion there, but is the union's message getting through to lawmakers?
You know, I think that's really the big question that's unanswerable as of right now. Does Congress really understand what sequestration will do more broadly to agencies and how they meet their mission? Congressman Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland, said he thinks the message is starting to sink in with some members. But, the you know, AFGE's Cox says that they want to make sure lawmakers do get the message.
We're all on the Hill hitting, you know, every member of Congress. I don't believe that there will be a House of Representatives member or a senator that's not going to be touched by one of these folks between AFSCME and AFGE this week. And we're letting them know. We're letting them, we'll remember this. And also, we're going to take that message back home. We're guarding this country and protecting it against the most dangerous criminals in the world. So you want us to not be there and those people be out? We're guarding the borders. Somebody right now is processing Social Security claims for our senior citizens and for children in need. Those things are happening. We won't be there on the job doing that. They're all affected by the sequestration.
Now, Cox says he's received some good responses from members of Congress, but AFGE also wants to take the message of the impact of sequestration to the local level and try to make sure people really understand what's going on. He says the other issue to help Congress understand the broader impact of its sequestration is the idea of jobs. And the AFGE economists estimate it will cost 1.5 million jobs beyond the impact on federal employees if sequestration would take place. And Cox says he hopes that will help influence Congress to act more quickly and stop the sequester.
Jason, I'm just trying to get some handle on the arithmetic here. I mean, there's $85 billion that would be sequestered for DOD and civilian agencies. So that's $42.5 billion across all of the all of the civilian side agencies.
Correct.
For this year. And if you divide that by across the board, you know, it doesn't sound like the cuts in any individual area will be all that terribly deep, or am I missing something?
Well, if you divide it, so you keep in mind a couple things. If you divide it by the 111 federal agencies that aren't considered DOD or intelligence, it's, what's the math there? $40 million per agency, something to that effect. Well, there's not a lot of fat there anyways. I mean, a lot of people argue, yeah, well, government wastes a lot of money. And yes, that's probably, there's some truth to that to a certain extent. But when you start talking about really where the money is going to come from, there's two things going on. There's not a lot of discretionary money anyways, because that's all being put towards salary and benefits and things like that. The second thing is the time period. This is, sequestration was supposed to happen over the full year. Well, here we are. It's February. It's going to take place in March. That's really only a 7-month period, and that makes the impact even greater. It's not just I think the OMB said last week, a 5% cut, but it becomes a 7% cut or even an 8% cut because it's on a shorter time frame. And then where do agencies have that discretionary money to spend? Well, most of it comes from salaries and expenses. And if you think about travel and training and things like that, that's not big ticket items. A lot of that's already been cut. So I think that's the concern. Where is the cut going to happen? What's going to happen to employees who then will not be doing the jobs, who as you heard that during the rally, won't be inspecting food, won't be working at Social Security, won't be guarding the border. And I think that's the message AFGE is trying to send, and some members of Congress are trying to tell their colleagues, people like Chris Van Hollen, Jim Moran, the local congressman from Virginia, Frank Wolf, and others.
And what about the report that was commissioned by AFGE by the Baltimore professor, former member of the SIGAR, of the Special Inspector General for Iraq and Afghanistan Reconstruction, who said that since the government spends $300 billion a year on service contracts, maybe that's where the cuts could come instead of from furloughs?
I think that would have a significant impact as well on the federal agency services. I mean, take IT. I mean, that's an easy one to kind of pick on. There's a lot of service contractors there. If you have a company that's running the help desk and say, okay, well, let's cut 80% of the help desk. Well, then federal agency systems break down. They don't work. therefore you can't serve the customer again. So it all has the ripple effect. I mean, there, you know, President Obama last night in the State of the Union really focused on sequestration in the beginning part of his speech and called for a balanced approach. And I think that's what AFGE and other unions really agree with. They said, listen, it's got to be a combination. We're not saying can't cut anything, just you can't cut everything, or that you can't be, the only thing you can do is the only thing you can do is not just affect federal employees.
All right, lots of tough choices ahead. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks for that report.
Thank you.